Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Advanced Health of Naperville, and Naperville Magazine. Okay, I'm going to take off my formal official voice now and welcome everybody. Good morning, everybody, to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Have you had your coffee yet? Well, maybe you're up in Adam and you're listening on your smartphone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me this morning. The show, as you know, airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. It flies by. And I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. That's what I like to call it. We talk about good topics, good people, good news, and I hope we have at least one good laugh. We try anyway. And I welcome your calls. So call me. I try to get to them. I'm not always very good about that because we've got great guests all the time and with great things to say, and hopefully one day I'll have an hour show. This half hour show really just flies by, not enough time, but try and call in. 347 is the number, 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. My guest on today's show that will be coming up shortly is the Executive Director of Naperville Cares, Janet Derrick, and the Founder and President of I Support Community, another not-for-profit, is Marian Ruthage will be with us to talk about that. I'll have them on in just a few, so hang tight. But first, I want to get to talking about some good news. We may have some good news for my beloved Cubbies after all. Did you hear the story about an unidentified person, we don't know who it was, sent the head of a goat inside a box for Cubs owner Tom Ricketts. And police were called. It was given to the Ricketts, and I guess the box was dropped off with security at Wrigley Field. So we don't really know if the Ricketts actually saw it. I would hope so, because you know what? It might be good luck. Why not try? Why not? But police are looking for whoever dropped it off. Maybe they want to pat you on the back or arrest you. I don't know. Something tells me they want to pat you on the back. Well, we're hoping, we're praying for this year, Cubbies. I went to opening day, and they sure looked good, even though they lost. Isn't that funny? They looked great. Bases loaded. Starlin Castro almost hit a home run. But the wind, I swear, the wind shifted. It sure did. And that ball was only about 3 feet short. You know I love the Cubs. So hopefully we'll break the curse. And do you guys have any idea what that goat head really means? I mean, I've been around a long time. I've been a Cubs fan a long time. And some people have no idea why they would send a goat head. Well, you know, it goes way back to a World Series that the Cubs haven't won since 1908. I think it's been like 136. I got a Cubs app for that, actually, that'll tell me how many days it's been since the Cubs haven't won a World Series. Yeah, 38,164 days. But the goat head, there is a, they say, a Chicago Cubs curse. And what is it? What it really is, does it really mean that the Cubs are prevented from winning a World Series ever? Well, since 1908, we haven't won a World Series, and we haven't been to a World Series since 1945. And it's from that series that the Chicago Cubs curse was first established. It has to do with the Billy Goat, and believe it or not, in case you don't know the story, it was during a World Series game in 1945 that a guy by the name of Billy Sianis, who had two box seat tickets, brought his goat along with him, and the owner of Wrigley Field at the time, of course, Wrigley himself, P.K. Wrigley, asked him to remove the goat because it smelled and fans were bothered. So, of course, he asked him to leave. But Billy Sienas was really upset, and as he was leaving Wrigley Field, he cursed the Cubs. He said, they ain't going to win no more. So that's the curse, and we're thinking maybe this goat head today. I didn't send it. Don't look at me. I'm thinking it might be good news for the Cubs, as long as a Ricketts family member has seen it. How about that? All right, enough of that. That's my good news for today. I have, from Naperville Cares, Janet Derrick on the line. Janet, are you with me?
I am. Good morning, Dolly. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Let's talk about Naperville Cares. This is a wonderful not-for-profit in Naperville, and gosh, you don't need any curses broken here.
We hope we're not cursed.
You've got a great winning streak, Janet.
Yes.
When did Naperville Care start, and how have you been able to keep this winning streak going all these years?
Well, back in 1998, about 2 years after the Welfare Reform Act was passed into law, there was some community members that were concerned about or wondering whether or not there were people in the community that needed assistance. So they did a 9-month survey and polled the community. And what they found was that, yes, indeed, that there were many good works going on in the community, and there were many people that did need assistance. In the areas of, you know, affordable housing, transportation, childcare, you know, a living wage. So they got together and formed CARES. It was started in 1999, and the mission was really to help people, local families dealing with a financial crisis, to provide them with emergency financial support and assistance. So we've been around for, you know, 13 years, and to date we have provided almost like $2.1 million of assistance. $1.3 million of that has come from CARES itself, but we also work and partner with congregations. So about $844,000 came from the congregation. So we're really able to leverage our funding and our donors who give us funds. We're able to leverage that into more funds going into the community.
Mm-hmm. And would you say most of your funds come from people in the community?
Yeah,
or do you apply for grants?
Yes, we certainly provide for grants, but we're really we're very blessed by having a very generous local community. So our funding comes from, you know, contributions from individuals, fundraisers, some government grants from the city of Naperville, event sponsors, the civic groups, and then obviously the congregation. So the congregations help us in two ways. They help with straight donations to the organization, and then we work with their volunteer base and put other packages together for financial assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, we don't get any state funding, which is good and bad, but the other key thing is we do provide resources to clients that need assistance. So we try to connect them to other programs that will help mitigate why they needed to come to us in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So the resources is the big thing. And then we will connect them to government programs that either can provide some emergency assistance or maybe provide them with ongoing assistance like food stamps or Social Security payments or TANF, which is temporary assistance for needy families.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do anything we can to kind of reduce their out-of-pocket expenses or increase their income.
Yeah, because I imagine people come to you, and you might be their first stop, or you might approach someone who has no idea that there is help out there. Believe it or not, there are people out there who don't realize that they're eligible. You know,
right.
That they're one of
right.
those. I shouldn't say it like that, but they're eligible, and they are so worthy of this, and they don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my point is that you might be their first stop, and you providing all of that, those referrals and that other assistance, the emergency assistance, that's tremendous, because you know you can't solve everybody's problems, but you can help them in a little way. But then by referring them to all these other helpful programs, that's tremendous. You also have a CARP program. Let's talk
yes,
about that.
Yes, we do. So we have the two major programs are our emergency assistance program. We provide, you know, basically assistance with rent and utilities, child care payments, things like that. And then we have a car program which helps in two ways. First, we take donated vehicles, of which we desperately need right now, and we repair them and give them to families that completely lack transportation. So for the working poor in DuPage County in particular, you know, transportation is a critical issue to get to maintain employment. The other way we help is because cars had become, and the number of cars we're getting has declined so dramatically, because of the economy, people are keeping their cars longer, so the cars we're getting are older and take more money to fix. Last year, we started a program to fix client-owned vehicles. We felt that this was a great way to keep people employed. And in this program, the emergency assistance program is residents of Naperville or referred by a Naperville congregation, but our car program is available to all DuPage County residents with a referral from one of our partner social service agencies. We really, because transportation is desperately needed, we really work very well with our partner agencies.
It's got to be hard to just stick with people in Naperville. There's such a need here, of course. But it's hard when, you know, we're now becoming such a global society. And 13 years ago, we were just tapping into the Internet and all the social media. So Naperville Cares has become very well known in DuPage County. So I imagine it's got to be difficult to turn away, you know, someone from Aurora. But then again, you've got the referral program.
Right.
So
And with the emergency assistance, that is a patchwork of assistance. So there are other communities that have agencies that do help with that. And the overall blanket is DuPage County or your local township. So we'll send them there first, although there are particular guidelines, and not everyone fits into those guidelines because they do rely more on government money. But we will send them there first, and then there are other private agencies throughout that we all partner with. So if we have somebody coming from another area, we'll refer them to that area. But with the CAR program, there are very few CAR programs. There are some other programs that are church-based, but this is, you know, not – this is the only sort of private agency that works kind of more with the general population.
Okay. And then I see you also have a rental deposit assistance program. Tell us about that.
Right. So that comes out of our emergency assistance funding. So that is when clients can afford housing. However, they can't afford the initial security deposit or the rental deposit for that apartment. So we do a pretty detailed application. They need to be able to show to us that they'll be able to afford the apartment going forward. But then we do supply the money to help them get into that housing.
So, for example, for rent, usually a first month's and last month's rent, are you able to provide that?
Right.
That could be thousands of dollars.
Right. It could be significant. So we'll provide the security deposit, and then if they needed more funding towards that, then we might put a package together and go to a congregation and you know, see if we needed to raise some more funds for that. We're about spent out on that. That program will probably end in the next couple of weeks. The funding, you know, our budget for that is almost completed for this
year. That's got to be really hard, especially now it's a renter's market, and there's
correct.
So many families that have gone through foreclosure, mm-hmm. Short sales that are looking for rent, and, you know, you're probably getting bombarded right now, and I imagine if you have to stop that, I imagine that's going to be a really sore spot for people struggling to make rent, and especially those first and last month's rent up front.
Right.
I don't
right.
know how they'll do it. But.
Right, and we'll try to refer them. The county sometimes has some money, but there will be a couple of months where we don't have any funding. Mm-hmm. Our new fiscal year will start July 1st, so we're hoping to have some budget for that going forward.
Okay,
but,
so maybe in the future.
But
it's good to know. So you find that a lot of churches in Naperville
mm-hmm.
are really stepping up and helping these families out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right, and what we try to do, there's wonderful organizations throughout the community. And so how we work with the churches, we work with them in two ways. They come to us for help on where to send people. How should we deal with this person? So we partner in that way. And then we partner again in helping them discern cases by doing it, because we do have a very detailed application and documentation process. And then we go to them and say, would you help us with this package? The goal here is to sort of maximize the limited assistance without duplicating services and to really make sure that we are dealing with the situation the best way possible. The other thing we do have a quarterly community luncheon, so we bring in outside agencies to share with the congregations the programs that are out there. So again, we're all working sort of towards the same purpose of resolving an issue while we're not working at cross purposes. So we really try to be the CARES really acts as like kind of the connector to for the community and this community for emergency assistance.
Mm-hmm. What is the future for Naperville CARES?
Well,
it's been 13 years.
Yes,
it's really grown.
Yes, and I guess that we're about to enter into a three-year strategic plan to increase our funding, like most agencies. We have been very blessed. Most of our program services are actually managed by volunteers. So we have about 60 program volunteers. We've increased our volunteers in the last year by 42%. So we've been very blessed with that. So it really is, we can only help people with how much money we raise, to be honest. So, we're looking at maybe some new events. We're looking at talking more personally with individual donors to, basically try to increase our funding. We increase our funding, then we can help more people.
Right, that's right. Absolutely. And you've got, speaking of helping more people, you do have different events throughout the year, and this weekend you've got something coming up, right?
Right. So this tomorrow is actually Core Power Yoga on 75th Street in the Whole Foods Shopping Center.
Love yoga. Great.
Yeah, Core Power Yoga is going to be holding a little yoga for a cause, we call it. And so that's at noon. That's a kind of a beginner hot yoga class. So we're welcoming people to join us for that. And then Omango, which is a lovely new restaurant that has not only provided us for some free lunches for one of our community lunches, is also having some food afterwards. The suggested donation. It's
great.
Awesome.
Indian food.
Yes, it is great.
Fantastic, affordable, approachable. Go in there. It's on Route 59.
Right.
But they're providing lunch.
And they're providing they're providing lunch afterwards. So the suggested donation is $20. It's a beautiful facility if you haven't been there, and it's a great way to try hot yoga.
Okay, tell us again where it's.
So it's going to be Core Power Yoga on the 75th Street in the Whole Foods Shopping Center.
Okay, and this is in Naperville.
Listeners.
Outside of Naperville, you have to come to Naperville.
Yeah,
and come to this event. That's fantastic. What time does it start again?
It starts at noon. Noon tomorrow.
And it's how long is it?
An hour class.
Oh, an hour class.
Yep.
There
an
you
hour
go.
Hour class. Yep.
Hour class. $20 bucks, and you get some great lunch too.
Food afterwards.
And you're supporting a great cause. Now, speaking of another cause, you have Cuisine for a Cause coming up, which I'm looking forward to going to. Tell us about. That.
So we like to say Cuisine for a Cause is basically the largest cocktail party in Naperville, which it is. And I do have, it is Saturday, April 27th, starts at 6:30. It's going to be at Tell Labs at 1415 Deal Road. It's a chance for you to come and taste, food from 25 Naperville restaurants. They provide their signature dishes. We also have wine tasting and beer tasting, silent auction, live auction. We have some other new kind of fun things coming in there. We have some new entertainment coming in, a painter that's going to be doing some fun things. Mm-hmm. It really is a fun event. I have to say, I know this is my event, and this is the 10th anniversary. CARES was kind of the first one to do this sort of Taste of Naperville. Tell Labs is a fabulous host, My Chef Catering, Invesco, and Caldwell Banker Residential Brokers. Their charitable foundation are our big supporters and big sponsors.
Wow,
and it's just a great event. And I've had people come up to me and say that is the most fun fundraiser I've ever had because it really is a cocktail party. You get to see a lot of people. We have about 500 people there, so I'm sure you'll know somebody there.
Wow, there's a lot of people there. And it's Tell Labs is right off of 88, so it's easy to get to folks. And if you need to take a cab, there's lots of cabs in Naperville.
Yes, exactly.
You keep saying biggest cocktail party. I
it is.
Push
well,
the
we
cab
hope you we hope you have your designated driver with you. But it is a lot of fun.
And 25 different restaurants. Don't you love it? I have a hard time picking a restaurant on the weekends if we go out, and because there's so many great ones. But here. Hey, why not go to 25 different restaurants in one night?
Exactly. We have a great auctioneer. Keith Jones is our auctioneer, so we're really looking forward to tonight. Tickets are available. You can call the office here at 630 469-0200, or just go to our website, www.naperevillecares.org, and tickets are $100 per ticket.
Well, that's a cheap dinner out when you think about it. 25 restaurants and you get beer, wine included. Hey,
and beer and wine, and it is again. We want a designated driver, but it is an open bar also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, wow.
Yes.
Even better, folks, for those on a budget.
Exactly.
You know, I run into people all the time, Janet, in the community that say, you know, I'm going to go to this Naperville Cares. Naperville Cares was there for me when I needed it. I was struggling with my rent. I had to move out of my house because of a divorce, and I couldn't afford this or that. And it was just that one time you made a difference in their lives, and they keep coming back to support you. That's got to make you feel great.
It is. We've actually gotten
these people, and then they can help you again.
Yeah.
And others.
And we've actually gotten donations from people in the mail. You know, you helped me, you know, 4 years ago in a bad time, and, you know, they'll send us a donation. So those are very heartfelt. And you know, the thing, too, we like to say, when people are under stress, and especially financial stress, the thing, too, about calling here, you're just going to hear a kind voice, and you're going to hear someone who's going to be supportive of you and not no judgment, no anything, and really try to help you get through your situation. So, we are very blessed with these fabulous volunteers who do this work on a daily basis.
Well, you know, and a lot of people in Naperville know about Naperville Cares and the wonderful things that you do. There is a new not-for-profit that's formed in our community as of, I think it was last month they had a launch, and it's called the I Support Community, and I'm so thrilled to have Marion Ruthage on the line as well. And, Jan, you could stay on, too.
Great.
And any comments you want to add while I'm talking to Marion, too, because I know that Naperville Cares is now a part of I Support Community.
Yes,
Marion, are you there?
Thrilled to be.
Yes, I'm here. Thanks, Dolly.
Marion Ruthage, thanks so much. You are the founder of I Support Community. You created this. How did you come up with this concept? And tell us about what it is exactly.
Well, it started last July. I was actually sitting in a networking meeting. I'm a CPA, and the speakers were talking about cause marketing, and they showed this incredible video of the Hesed House, which is a, you know, local homeless shelter. And I had never heard of the Hesed House, and I was blown away by the video. You know, it just made you want to do something. I just immediately connected with the passion and the mission. And when I left that meeting, I just had this idea, like, wow, why isn't there a way for every not-for-profit to tell their story that way in a vehicle so that people can see it anywhere, you know, can view that easily. And I just sort of formed this idea in my head of kind of, you know, this website where you could go and say, I'm interested in not-for-profits that help children or women or in education, and can scroll through the icons, and anyone that looks interesting to you, you can click on it, and then right there you can view their story. You can find out how to get involved. You can donate. It's just sort of this one-stop place where everyone can go who's interested in getting involved in different organizations. And, you know, might not necessarily have enough time or just might not know. I mean, I was working in the not-for-profit arena, and I hadn't heard of the Hesed House. So I just feel like it's a great way to help not-for-profits get their mission and their passion out to more and more people, a good way to increase their exposure.
Yeah,
we
so many, right, with
go
so
ahead.
Many groups out there asking for money, calling you at your home, asking for money through the schools, through the church, through the community, you get bombarded. People are bombarded. And one of the main things that you wonder is, okay, is this a legitimate not-for-profit? Is this an organization that's going to value every cent that I give them? Of the little giving that I can give, you know, I'm thinking of a typical Joe Schmo. You know, maybe I can only write a check for $500, or maybe it's only $25. I want to make sure that money's going into responsible hands. You have a screening process, too, so people feel at ease when they write their checks. And tell us about that, how that works.
Well, basically any organization that wants to join I Support Community, there's an application, and then there's also a due diligence process where they provide to us last year's tax return, audited financial statements if they have them, some letters of recommendation, you know, listing of their board members, just some documentation that really supports what they're doing, how they're spending their money. And then, given my background as a CPA, I review all of the documents and prepare a summarized recommendation for my board. And then the board looks at that question takes into account not just the quantitative numbers and figures, but also the qualitative factors. You know, what have they been hearing? You know, what's their reputation? And puts all of that kind of together. And then if they approve the organization, then I can welcome them onto the site. So that's kind of the process to getting on to iSupport Community. And I'd like to mention as well that it's free for the not-for-profits to join iSupport Community. Part of our mission and our fundraising is clearly to raise the money to provide the video marketing and other marketing that we provide for each organization on our site.
Okay, and so if I was to go to the site, well, Naperville Cares is supported by iSupport Community, and they don't have to pay anything. But when I go to your site and make a donation, there's a fee for me. And tell us about that fee then, how that works.
So it's not really a fee. Anybody who donates to an organization on iSupport Community, so if you were to come to iSupport Community and make, let's just say, a $100 donation to Naperville Cares, mm-hmm. your entire $100 donation is tax deductible. But 10% of it will come to support iSupport Community's mission, but we are also a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. And the additional and the rest of the $100, the $90, will flow through to Naperville Cares. So that's kind of how the donation process works on iSupport Community.
I see. I totally get that. And, you know, you got to – there's paperwork, there's administrative work, and that's pretty darn low for a not-for-profit.
And all of these people are new people that would not have otherwise probably have heard of Naperville Cares or heard of the organizations on the site, so it's a new touch point. You know, once somebody has an established relationship with an organization, I'm sure that they would probably donate directly, and hopefully they'll remember that they loved iSupport Community and use our services and maybe keep us in mind as well. But it's really for all those new touch points. So I tell the organizations that are thinking of joining iSupport Community, it's 90% of nothing. Not take away the 10%.
Right.
And if I could just, you know, jump in here, as an agency that went through the process, Marion is very thorough, we agree. We thought this was a great way to get our name out there. And, you know, again, we're almost up. She is thorough, so we still owe her some information. So the process is very easy, but she is very thorough for people that are discerning, you know, whether or not they can trust what's on there. It's a great website.
Now, I'm glad you kind of cut in there, Janet, because I was thinking about that with Naperville Cares. Have you seen an impact yet, or is it too soon?
Yeah, we're not quite up yet. Because, you know, Marion's been very diligent about following up with us, and we still owe her a little bit more information, and she just sent us our videos to look at and what it's going to look like. And I got to say, the videos are amazing. They're really great.
You know what? Having a video, being a journalist and a TV reporter myself, having a video really goes a long way. It sure does. So I love the concept, Marion, and I really do wish you, I know a lot of people wish you the best of luck with this. And what's your mission in the future with this? You're not just going to stay in DuPage County, are you? Something that I think a lot of people would be attracted to in other communities.
Yes, my mission is really to work, you know, one not-for-profit at a time. I'm focusing on sort of the Chicagoland area as the community that I see that I'd love to get involved with and work with all the not-for-profits. But I'm hoping that someday we'll find other people like myself who would want to build iSupport Community where they live, in their community, and that slowly we would start having, you know, iSupport Community, I don't know, maybe St. Louis or, you know, just other places where there's somebody who has that same kind of passion, but keeping it at more of the local level so that when you're putting your Facebook posts or when you're blogging, you know, all this information is community-based. They're really much more of an organic growth, bottom-up. Mm-hmm. But I do hope that someday we'll have iSupport Community in other places around Illinois and hopefully around the country.
Well, I love your mission, connecting charities and other not-for-profits through the use of video storytelling. There's no better way to reach people as quickly and more efficiently than that. People love the visual, and I think I wish you all the best, really do. And Janet from Naperville Cares,
yes.
Thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. Naperville Cares, wonderful not-for-profit, been here and very familiar with it in this community. Lots of people love Naperville Cares, and just keep doing what you're doing, Janet.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, Janet,
thank
Derek
you so
from Naperville Cares and Marion Ruthage from iSupport Community. Check out both of their websites. Marion, do you want to put out your website there for everybody to hear?
Yes, it's just www.isupportcommunity.org.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. Thanks to my good guests today on the show and to all of the listeners and those that tried to call in today. Again, I bombed. I didn't answer any calls because the show goes by so fast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Stay positive, everybody. Be good to each other and have a great day. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody. Go Cubbies. I feel good. I knew that I would. I feel